Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, this is Steel Ivory,
and you're listening to
Weekdays with Merv.
Hi listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Merv. Today on the show, we'll welcome super talented singer-songwriter Colleen McKee. We'll talk with Colleen about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This is going to be a fun show. And with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome the incredibly talented Miss Colleen McKee to the show. Hey, Colleen, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you again for doing this.
Yeah, of course. I'm really excited to be on.
I know you've been hyping this up pretty much all day on social media. You've been hyping this up pretty much all day.
Yes, I have.
and I'm going to tell you a little known secret about us radio hosts. We love when our guests hop up and promote our interviews. We absolutely love that.
Well, good. I'm glad I could hype you up. And hopefully people are listening and are having fun listening to us.
Absolutely. So what have you been up to? I know you said you just got off work.
Yep. I work as a paralegal for my local state's attorney's office, and I work in child support. So that's what I do as a day job. And then at night, I like to, write down lyrics, try to come up with melodies for songs. And right now, I'm just kind of getting everything ready to go so I can release music this summer.
Nice. And I know you're ready for that. I know you're ready to get out there and get everything released and maybe play a few live shows. I know you're more than ready.
Yeah, I'm just itching to get everything out there and have new music to show people. I feel like it's been forever.
And I know we were talking off air with the world slowly opening back up. I'm just glad live music is able to return safely.
I know. I think that's the best thing about this pandemic, just everything opening up again, is having live music, because there's nothing better than going to a country concert and just getting to hear people sing their songs live. I absolutely love that.
I agree 1,000%. And we were talking off air a little bit about some of the previous concerts I've been to, and I'm going to be honest, and I'm probably a little biased here, but those two concerts I told you about off air are probably from two of the best artists out there today.
I would agree with that. You're not wrong.
But before I dive into what I've got for you today, just go ahead and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Well, it probably started when I was little. I know people say they come out like singing or whatever. I don't necessarily think that was me. I was more of a shy kid. But the summer going into second grade, my mom signed my siblings and I up for a show choir camp. And so growing up, I did a lot of show choir. And for anyone who doesn't know what show choir is, it's where you sing and dance on stage. And you normally do like a 20-minute show, and that comprises of like 4 to 5 songs. And so I did most of that my whole life. Actually, in high school, my high school show choir was super competitive, and we won nationals my junior and senior year, which was a super cool experience. But just being on that stage and performing, I kind of knew, like, this is where I want to go with my life, and this is where I feel the happiest. And so I didn't really truly take that leap to try to come up with my own music and my own songs until after I graduated college, and I was kind of in a place where I just needed to do something that made me happy. And so I started writing stuff and finding producers who would take a chance on me and help me tweak my songs and help me get them recorded. And that's kind of where I am now.
Awesome. Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't live in the Nashville area, do you?
No, I live in the suburbs of Chicago right now, but I'm hoping that I can move to Nashville one of these days, because that would be the end goal. That's where I want to be.
Nice. Now, I live about a 3.5 hour, well, about 2.5 hours from Nashville myself, and I go there pretty much every chance I possibly get. Nashville is like my absolute favorite city in this world.
Yeah, it's so fun. I think there's so much to do there. There's so many opportunities, especially within country music. And so I'm saving my dollars, and that is where I'll be heading one of these days.
Well, I can guarantee you that they will welcome you down here with open arms. I can guarantee you that.
I hope so.
And a fun fact for you, I've actually been to Chicago a time or two myself.
Oh, yeah, Chicago's a fun city. I don't live downtown. That's, like,
right,
a little too crazy for me, but it's fun
right
to visit. I like going down there.
I was down there, I spent about a week down there. I pretty much covered the whole city. And I went to a Chicago Cubs game and a White Sox game.
Oh, you got to both teams.
I did. I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. I've got one left.
Which one do you have left?
Seattle. I've
okay
not been up there yet. So,
well,
but
you have to go.
I have seen Wrigley, which is just great. Wrigley is such a classic field, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's such a pretty baseball field, too. One of the prettiest, I think.
Absolutely. It just sucked that the game got rained out. It just sucked. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, one thing Chicago has going for it, among a lot of other things that I absolutely love, is the pizza. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I could taste.
When I lived in Texas and I did not have decent pizza, it was horrible. Texas, but Texas needs to step up their pizza game.
Exactly. The hotel I stayed at when I was in Chicago was pretty much right across the street from Giordano's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. I mean, that first bite of Chicago deep dish pizza, I died and went to heaven.
Yeah, it's really good. That's one of my favorite places for pizza.
Yeah, it was. Of course, it takes about an hour to make, as you know, but
mm-hmm,
it's well worth the wait.
It is.
All right, Murph. Time to focus. Get your mind off pizza, everybody. Time to focus. I did have a few fun get-to-know-you questions for you. Okay with that?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. If you go back and change one thing about your career to this point, would you, and what would it be?
I don't think I would change anything. I think a lot of the bumps in the road I've had so far with being an artist have really helped me get to this point I am today, and I think they've helped me grow. And yeah, I mean, I think I learned a lot, so no need to go back and try to change anything.
I understand that, and a lot of people that I talk to pretty much say the same thing. And I'm one of those people that firmly lives by no regrets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So I totally understand where you're coming from with that. Okay. This is another fun one. If you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
I'd be sad. I don't know.
I think you would probably 95% of all other artists, I think.
Well, I actually taught third grade when I got out of college, so I might, if I didn't have music, I would probably just go back to teaching.
Nice. Now, would you be a music teacher to kind of keep yourself close to the industry? Would you be a music teacher or what?
I don't think I'd be good at teaching music, so I'm going to say no. I'd probably just teach what I taught before, which was social studies, English, writing. That's the area I'm much better at. I don't think I'd be very good at teaching children music.
Okay. Now, the reason I ask that is I've loved music my entire life. And as a matter of fact, I'm actually I play the guitar halfway decent. So there for a time, I thought about a music career, but then I was like, nope, I miss home way too much. I started this podcast about 9 years ago to help keep me close to an industry that I just love and have so much respect for.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And I'll probably mention this again, but I'll just go ahead and tell you now that if there's ever anything that I can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Good to know. I will definitely hit you up if I have any questions.
Awesome. Now we've been social media friends for, it feels like 20 years at this point.
Yeah, it's been a while, actually.
Yeah, probably about 3 or 4 years, maybe, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, something like that.
Another question that I wanted to ask, and this is a fun one. This will tell me a lot about you. You're stranded on a deserted island, and can only take 3 things. What are you taking?
That's so hard. I'm an overpacker. Can't just take 3 things. I will take. Well, I should take. I hate these questions. I'm so bad at them. I'll take something that I can filtrate salt water through, so I can have water. That's practical. I will take a guitar, even though I don't know how to play it. I can teach myself. Oh, yeah, fun fact, I can't play any instruments, so I'm a really good country musician over here. And then the third thing, I'll bring a friend, because otherwise I'll be bored.
I knew I liked you for a reason, because I'm the same way. If I don't have anybody to talk to, I drive myself insane.
I think it'd get really boring, and I don't think I'd want to hear the sound of my own voice for that long. So it'd probably be better to have a friend.
Exactly. And I'm such a big social person as it is. I mean, I tell people this all the time. If I meet you in person, you will be hugged within 5 minutes of me meeting you. This is going to happen.
Good to know.
So I'm kind of a social person. So if I didn't have anybody or anything to talk to on that island, I'd go nuts.
Yeah. It would not be a good time. It'd be like, what's that movie? Castaway, where he's talking to the volleyball.
Yeah, make me a volleyball.
That would be me.
And talk to it. Anyway, and just a little side note on playing the guitar. There is a YouTube channel called Country Music Song Teacher. Well, it's just Country Song Teacher.
So here's the thing. Like, I bought a guitar. And then I was trying to tune it, and I snapped the string, and I don't know how to restring a guitar.
I did that same thing. This is before I knew how to tune a guitar, and I don't know how to string one either. So I'm in the same position as you. But I tuned it too tight, and that bottom E string popped. Pop back on my pinky. I might have said a few choice words. I may have said a few choice words.
As you should. My guitar string whacked me in the face. So if it's not meant to be, it's okay.
Oh.
I took it as a sign. Don't even try.
Yeah, but thankfully, I do know how to correctly tune a guitar now, thankfully. So that's a plus.
That is definitely a plus when you're playing guitar.
When everything's said and done with your career 30, 40 years down the road and you've won multiple CMAs, multiple ACMs or whatever, and it's going to happen for you, what impact or legacy would you like to leave on the industry?
I mean, I'm glad you have that much faith in me and my music that you think I'm going to win all these awards. But I don't even know, because I never even thought of myself as making, like, that big of an impact on people. I guess I hope that at least a few people like my songs enough that they memorize them and remember them for, like, the rest of their lives. That's my biggest goal right now. It might change in a few years if something crazy happens, but right now I'm just hoping to have a few people who really love my stuff and just memorize it by heart.
Awesome. Let's talk dream music venues. What are your top three dream music venues to play?
Ooh, top three. Well, number one is the Grand Ole Opry. I took a tour backstage there, and it was amazing. I had chills the whole time, so absolutely number one. Number two, I think, this is kind of weird, but I've always wanted to play my local county fair. I just think that would be the coolest thing to have all my friends and family get to come out and see me. I just think that would be cool.
Right.
A third one, Oh, I know. Billy Bob's Texas. That would be so fun because I went to school in Fort Worth, and I just think it'd be cool to go back to Fort Worth and see my college people, see my college, get to sing a few songs at Billy Bob's where I used to hang out. So I think those are my...
And a bunch of people got their start there, too.
You're right. They did.
There and also at Green Hall in Texas. That's where I think George Strait was discovered, in Green Hall.
Oh, okay. I haven't been there, but I'm sure it's cool.
It's pretty iconic in the Texas country music scene. It's pretty iconic down there.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out next time I'm in good old Texas.
Okay, a couple more questions for you, and then I think we're going to wrap up. I know we're both on social media. We're social media fiends at this point. How has social media affected your career thus far?
Social media is the craziest thing, I think. But I think it's been really helpful. I think it's so cool that, you know, I can be here in the Chicago suburbs making my country music, even though it's not the country, but that's okay. And people in, like, England who like country music can hear my stuff and want to follow me. Or, like, I have people in New Zealand who like my stuff and want to follow me. And then you get people, obviously, in the South that like country music that want to follow you and listen to your stuff. And I think that's absolutely insane, but I love it. And I think it's a really great way to connect with people. And I'm hoping I got to get better at posting more because I was kind of bad during the pandemic. I didn't post too much. But now that I have new stuff coming out later this year, I'm going to post way more. So follow me if you like me.
Can we talk about the British country music fans for a second? Those people are rabid. Those people are just awesome.
I think it's so cool because I honestly never really thought of England or anywhere in the UK as like a big country music place. But since following some people on social media and on like Instagram and stuff, I've seen way more country music fans from England than I ever thought possible, which is super cool.
Oh, yeah.
And very exciting.
Yeah. I follow a couple of artists from England, and their fans are just all up in their mentions. It's like those fans in England are just absolute animals in the best way possible, you know?
The England country music scene is super cool. It's very exciting to
me. It is.
I hope I can play over there one day.
Absolutely. Last question I had for you, then I think we're gonna let you go.
Okay.
As a creative person, and I know you're very, very creative, what inspires or motivates you?
Well, I'd say a lot of motivation is just self-motivation, just because music is something I love so much and it makes me happy, so I want to keep doing it. I'd say a lot of my songs come from my own personal life, a lot from heartbreaks and just people being mean to me or people being nice to me or happy memories. But I try to take a lot of inspiration just from things around me, people around me, my own story. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it just makes me super happy, and I hope it's something I can keep doing for the rest of my life.
One thing I wanted to touch on before we wrap is and I see this all the time on social media. I love how the established artists like the Mary Morrises of the world or Carly Pierce or whoever, will reach out to and support the up-and-comers like yourself. I love seeing that.
Yeah, I think that's something really cool about country music is how supportive everyone is. I mean, I don't always see that in other genres, not saying that it doesn't happen, but I see it way more often in country music, and especially with the women in country music. I think they're super cool and all so nice, and everyone just wants everyone to succeed, which is amazing.
Yeah, I agree completely, and it just, like I said, it warms my heart saying that because I've been covering this industry for many, many years, and it's always come off to me as a family that will welcome you with open arms.
Yeah, that's totally, I think that's a very accurate statement of country music.
And nowhere was that more obvious than when I met Garth Brooks backstage at the Listening Room. I was like, what is happening right now?
That's still so cool.
It was... It was my aunt's birthday. A quick little story for you. I was scrolling through Instagram, and I followed the Listening Room on Instagram. So mm-hmm. I noticed that they posted something about Garth Brooks playing one night, and I'm thinking, wait, Garth at the Listening Room? That just never happens anymore. So I noticed it was on my aunt's birthday. And she lives about 20 minutes outside of downtown Nashville. So I called her up. I said, hey, Garth Brooks is playing at the Listening Room on your birthday, and I can get a ticket. Do you want to go? So she's like, yeah. So I scored his tickets. See the show. It's a phenomenal, as Garth is. So after the show, I'm sitting there talking to a couple people. Well, at the show, it was me, my mom, my aunt, my uncle. So I'm sitting there talking to a few people after the show, and mom comes up to me and she goes, "Hey, follow me." I'm like, "Wait. Where are we going?" So somehow or other, my mom talked her way backstage, found Garth, and asked if I could meet him. And he's like, "Sure, bring him on back." We walked backstage, which was absolute chaos back there. I mean, it was total chaos. And Garth walks up. I shook his hand, and I did not expect this. This man sat and talked with me for a good 10 minutes. I'm like,
wow.
Who does that? Who does that, you know?
Mm-hmm. He seems like such a cool guy and super down to earth, so that doesn't totally surprise me, but it's still a super cool experience for you. So I'm glad you got to meet him. I want to meet him.
I promise you, Colleen, anything good that you read about this man is the absolute truth. The best
mm-hmm.
guy in this industry. The absolute best guy in the industry.
Yeah, I've never read anything bad about him, and I read all the gossip blogs. I love celebrity gossip.
Yeah, he told me something that will forever stick with me. I tell him about the podcast. I tell him about
mm-hmm.
the podcast and what I do, you know, and he goes, good. We need people out there like you supporting independent artists. I'm telling you, I could have died right there. I could have died.
That's so cool. What a good guy.
That was like God coming down and saying, son, you're doing something right. You know?
That too.
That sentence is forever ingrained in my brain now.
Yeah, I'm sure. What a cool moment.
It absolutely was. But anyway, I'm rambling at this point. I know you mentioned brand new music coming this summer. Is there anything that you can tease us with?
I'm going to have 2 songs this summer. One might be more early fall, but we'll see. But one is called Boy Tears. That one's going to come out first. It's very sassy. It's basically it came from me being annoyed that guys make me cry, so I want to make them cry and collect their tears and feel cool. And then I have Married in Vegas, which will come later. And that one, I really just thought of that because I thought, wow, look at Britney Spears. She got to get married in Vegas. And, yes, it lasted like 48 hours, but I thought it was cool. And so I just always thought it would be kind of fun to go to Vegas and get married by Elvis. And anyone who says it would not be fun is a liar because it would be fun. So those are the songs I have for the moment.
Sort of like the Carrie Underwood song Last Name when they got married in Vegas. Oh man! Well, I cannot wait for those songs to come out, and I wanted to thank you again for taking about 30 minutes of your time to come on and do this today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad we finally got to sit down and do this.
Absolutely. And I'll say it again. If there's ever anything that I can do for you, you know where to find me.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So I think we're going to let you go and let you get back to your evening, but you've got an open invitation back to the show anytime.
That's good. I hope to come back very soon.
Absolutely. I'd love to have you.
Well, thank you. This has been super fun, so thank you so much. I really do appreciate this.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later, Colleen, okay?
Okay, bye. Have a good night.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Colleen McKee. Before I wrap up, because your boy's hungry over here, I hadn't had supper yet. But anyway, before we wrap up, I did want to mention that that next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome back to the show one of my absolute favorite people and dearest friends, the lovely Miss Betsy Spina. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Days of Murph. Thank you and goodbye.